This is the Centene Corporation podcast, Stress. We all feel stressed out now and then, but when does stress stop being a normal reaction and start being harmful? Stress is a normal reaction that protects the body from threats and dangers. However, when you find that you are constantly feeling that things are stressful, this can wear down the body, leading to health problems. What is the difference between good stress and bad stress? Not all stress is bad. In fact, good stress can motivate us to do our best. The sudden surge in stress hormones, cortisol, adrenaline, and norepinephrine, can kick the body into overdrive, raising blood pressure, heart rate, and blood sugar. You think more clearly and have the energy to react to sudden events. This is great if you are giving a public speech, meeting a deadline at work, or you need to get out of the way of a car coming towards you. However, when stress is not in response to short-term events, but something you are constantly feeling, this can lead to illness. What effects does bad stress have on the body? Appetite changes are common. Often we start eating when we are not hungry and reach for high sugar, high fat foods to make us feel better quickly. This can lead to weight gain. Back pain can be caused by stress-induced tension, contracting the back muscles for long periods of time, leading to new back pain or aggravating old back injuries. The chronic release of adrenaline raises blood pressure, heart rate, increases LDL, or the bad cholesterol, increasing the risk of heart attacks and strokes. These stress hormones can slow down emptying the stomach, increasing stomach acid production, giving you indigestion and ulcers. The bowels can be stimulated, leading to diarrhea and irritable bowel. How do you deal with stress? It is important to find a coping strategy that works for you. Writing 10 to 15 minutes a day about stressful events can be a good outlet for your emotions. Talk it out with friends, family, or a counselor. Find ways to relax your body. Meditation helps you focus and relax. Regular physical activity can help ease the physical damage of stress. Some people find that body center techniques, deep breathing, massage, or aromatherapy works best for them. You can do these techniques anywhere and for free. Treat yourself to a nice hot bath or shower. Light a candle and sit quietly, picturing yourself in a calm, peaceful place like the beach. Sit at your desk and take 5 really deep breaths to release all those tight-necked muscles. When do you need to see a doctor for stress? If you are seeing a decline in school or work performance, if you are unable to cope with daily life demands, if you are having persistent physical problems or complaints, a change in your mood or behavior that does not go away, friends and family are seeing a change in you and are concerned. Your doctor can help you figure out if your stress is a normal reaction to something in your life, or if it is due to an anxiety disorder or a medical condition or both. They can help you decide if you need to see a mental health professional and if you may need to try a medication. They will work with you to get you the help you need. Once you are able to control your stress, all parts of your life will be more enjoyable and you will feel healthier. Ask for help. All information in this podcast is provided to you as general, educational information only, and is not intended as medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the counsel of your physician or healthcare provider who is familiar with your own unique needs and circumstances.